Welcome to the Wrestling Brethren Podcast. This is episode 417. Tonight's episode will cover the wrestling news and our predictions for WWE Backlash in France. With me tonight are Seth Zillman and Jared Aubrey. Fellas, how the hell are you?
Well, we are getting ready for May the 4th, which is a big official, unofficial Star Wars holiday. I know we're not going to talk about that because it's a wrestling podcast, but definitely embracing multi-geek culture, if that's an even a possible term, because it's a big day for wrestling and it's a big day for Star Wars nerds, and I'm both, so definitely going to be an interesting weekend.
I'll throw in a random Star Wars reference. We have new swipey turnstiles in our brand new headquarters downtown in our office. And when you walk in, you must swipe. When you walk out, well, it allows you to leave. So there's just a sensor. So, of course, every day that I leave the office, I'm pretending I'm a Jedi. I walk up to them, I wave my hand, and the door or the turnstile magically opens. So there you go. May the 4th be with you.
Nice. All right. Well, wrestling news. It was announced earlier today that Seth Rollins has officially re-signed with WWE. He was one of the contracts that was coming up this summer and now has signed a multi-year deal to stay put.
I would have been surprised if he left, quite frankly.
Surprised would have been a wee understatement, methinks.
Yeah.
And the other piece of news is WWE has no quote-unquote big-time direction for Cody Rhodes' championship run until the Rock and Roman stuff heats up again, per Wrestling Observer newsletter. Oh boy, I can hear the internet trolls already.
Yeah, but there's still stuff they can do short-term. I mean, I know we really haven't talked about the upcoming match with obviously we're going to give our predictions. We know, I mean, I don't think anybody expects AJ to win the title. Well, I'm one of the biggest AJ fans on the face of the planet. Even I don't think he's going to win the title or even should win the title at this point. But Cody can have a great match with just about anybody. You make him a Dragon Slayer. He learned from the best with how to be a good Dragon Slayer. So throw a few dragons at him. You know, it'll be fine for at least a few months.
Well, yeah, let him have a reign. I mean, he dethroned the man, you know, our tribal chief that had probably the greatest run in the modern era. So, yeah, let him stew with the title for a little while. There's always, you know, the title rematch clause, right? That the champion gets his shot back. So that's the easy way to get Roman back into the picture. But, I mean, geez, I don't know how they're going to put the two back together yet. Considering that I'm pretty sure when Roman comes back, he's going to be like an ultra baby face. So to put that character up against Cody again, I don't know. Is that Jesus out of Cody heel turn? I don't know. I don't know how you do it, but oh yeah, it's let them do their thing. And when our tribal chief returns, you know, it's going to be epic and he's going for the belt back. So yeah, let it happen.
Yeah. And I'll add one more thing here about a Dragon Slayer is the last major dragon slaying champion that the company had long term. When I mean long term, I mean as far as long term reigns before Cena. I mean, WWE, their whole business model was built on a babyface dragon slayer champion, and they had one for many years, brother. You know, it was like the villain. It was like the villain of the month that would go after Hogan. So, you know, I think you can emulate that type of business model in the year of our Lord 2024. Anyway, I think I've made my point clear. I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see Gunther and Cody. I wouldn't mind seeing Bronson Reed and Cody.
Yeah.
Yep. Although Bronson is on Raw and Gunther is on Raw, so not likely. I just realized that they killed Gunther and Cody by separating them. Mm-hmm. Yay, draft.
The rosters aren't locked in for a few days yet.
Yes, but there was nothing even remotely teased of that tonight, so yeah. Maybe it'll be another social media thing. All right, well, let's get to the Backlash predictions. There's only five matches, although there could be more than five events going on during the event tomorrow, but we'll get to that a little bit later. So let us start with the tag team match. That is the only match not for a title, and it's the tag team of RKO, that's Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, taking on the Bloodline, the first time together in this combination of Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga.
Well, the traditional logic would be if you have the first time team that's going to be around for a while, you should have them win. And of course, in this case, I mean the Bloodline. Randy and Kevin have been buddies for a while now. So yeah, I'm predicting the Bloodline to win this match. I'm assuming Tama Tonga will probably get the win specifically because they want to try to put him in the spot that Jimmy was probably in. So yeah, I think it straight up should be a good match. Everybody involved in this match is good. So, but the bad guys are winning.
Yeah, I think at this point, Randy and Kevin can eat a loss here, and it's not going to impact them too much at all, especially if there's some shenanigans via the Bloodline. But I think with bringing in Tama Tonga, yeah, for his first match, he hasn't even had a match on TV yet, I don't think. So his first match, you probably want to give him the Duke here. So I'm going to go with the Bloodline as well.
And I have a feeling that we're all going to predict all the same thing across the board. We're all going to go 5 for 5, but let's just see how it plays out. Yes, I will pick the Bloodline as well. And might we see Jacob Fatu debut as well? Post-match beatdown, perhaps. It is coming soon.
Or interfere to give them the win.
Well, that could work too. For the women's title in a triple threat match, Bayley defends against Tiffany Stratton and Naomi.
Yeah, it's probably too early to take the strap off the champion at this point, so I'm thinking Bayley retains. I think we'll get more added to the Naomi-Tiffany story going on here. But yeah, I think Bayley's retaining.
I think you're going to hear this lots in this episode in predictions that there are champs that just won their belts, and I don't see them taking them off them anytime soon. So yeah, Bayley retains, and I, again, can't believe I just said that.
That's actually what I thought you were referring to. I thought you were going to say, you're going to hear this a lot in 2024. I'm picking Bayley against my soul.
Pretty much.
But yes, Bayley retains. I think Tiffany will have a great showing, and yeah, it'll just be a match that, I guess, pops the crowd, and maybe we'll get some Hey Bayley chants going, even though it's not the UK. But we'll see. For the women's tag team titles, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi, defend against Bianca and Jade.
Well, they've been pushing Bianca and Jade as a dream team, even though Jade's new. So I'm thinking title switch this time. I'm saying new champions.
This is going to be a horrible impression, but I'm going to do it badly anyway. There is no way, and The Rock means no way, that they're going to give Jade Cargill a loss here. Just, it's not going to happen. Yeah, new champs.
On a pay-per-view where no title should switch hands, they throw in this match. So
yeah.
Yeah, I agree with everything that's been said already. New champs. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. And if it's not, then Bianca's definitely taking the L. For the WWE World Heavyweight title, Damian Priest defends against main event Jey Uso.
Well, just like we said for half the title matches so far, the brand new champion probably shouldn't be losing. So I think Jay is going to give it a hell of an effort, but he will probably succumb to the numbers, and Damian Priest will remain champion.
Is it acceptable to just say ditto?
Sure. I'm more interested to see if something happens with the Bloodline crumbling further, because Judgment Day. Damian specifically said he didn't want any help against Jay, and you know JD is going to cause a ruckus, and then JD might just get his bobblehead taken off.
I was just going to say he's going to get his ass beaten.
Right. So yes, I agree. Damian retains. And the likely main event for the undisputed WWE title, Cody Rhodes defends against the phenomenal AJ Styles.
This is going to be a hell of a match. Some people probably put it on their match of the year candidate list. So yeah, I expect this to be a banger, as the kids like to say these days, but ain't no way Cody's losing. AJ is going to take Cody to the limit, but he ain't winning, and Cody retains.
Can you imagine the internet meltdown if AJ Styles won this match after all of that and the story is finally finished? It's like, ha, psych, we gave you your moment, but AJ, no, just stop. Cody Rhodes retains.
I'm a little disappointed they didn't bring up that AJ wrestled Dusty, but they did reference Dusty, so I guess that's as close as we're going to get. But yeah, Cody retains, and it should be a good match. And yeah. Now, I'm not sure where, perhaps at the end, like it was done previously, but tonight's QR code was a video promoting Backlash interspliced with more Uncle Howdy teases, and the verbiage was I forget exactly, but I'm trying to go off memory, something like, they were broken, I let them in, we believed, or you believed, and then the next scene, next screen is the E in believe scratched out with an O over it, saying we believed, and that was reference to Bo Dallas's OG gimmick of being the positive speaker and saying we believe. So we might get Uncle Howdy debuting tomorrow at Backlash, much like his brother debuted at Extreme Rules last year.
Sounds like I need to watch SmackDown.
Well, you can find that video on social media.
Well, this is true.
Because I don't know where the QR code pops, but it does. You could look on X. All right, any final thoughts for the pay-per-view? PLE, whatever.
I'm sure it'll be a good show, match-wise. We've said before, these shows that do not look very enticing on paper wind up having really good matches because the boys put on their working boots. So I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, I'm not going to watch it live. I'll be at work, but I'll have something fun to come home to when I get off work.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of great wrestling on this. There's some good matches. It's just the conclusions are foregone, shall we say.
Well, they must be foregone if we all picked, you know, in unison.
We can all be El Perfecto, but I'll be the only one two shows in a row.
Shut up. what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Tell me it's a B pay-per-view without telling me it's a B pay-per-view. All right. Well, I won't be watching it live either. I'm not even sure if I'll be watching it tomorrow night or Sunday morning or whatever the case may be. So it is up in the air when our post show will be, but we will record one before the weekend is out. And until then, once again, thank you for listening, downloading, and subscribing. And we will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can subscribe to the Wrestling Brethren podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix to hear the latest discussion from the Wrestling Brethren. Visit the mothership, if you will, at twbpodcast.com, the online home of the Wrestling Brethren podcast. Let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments on Twitter/X at TWBPShow, on Facebook at facebook.com/BehindTheSquaredCircle, and on Instagram at The Wrestling Brethren. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter/X at TheBaconRev. You can follow Seth at LordZandrax, and you can follow Josh at SouthpawJosh. Thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you soon with more from the Wrestling Brethren.